Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website, and it is quite an adventure, it sounds like, Onanta, as you are down under in Australia. Tell us where you are exactly.
Today, mate, I am in Tasmania.
Have you seen any Tasmanian devils yet?
No, but I do see a lot of roadkill, which I think is Tasmanian devils. That's pretty big here because they come out at night and get schmucked.
Poor Tasmanian. I think of the Bugs Bunny cartoon with the Tasmanian devil all the time, every time I hear about Tasmania. So tell me, what have you been doing? What have you been up to? How's your exploration so far?
So we've actually been in Australia, or down under, for 2 weeks. So we flew with Air Canada out of Vancouver, right direct to Sydney. It is a long flight, but it's nice to have no connections other than getting from your gateway to Vancouver. Now, before you even leave Canada, you cannot enter the country without an electronic travel authorization, which is an ETA. Mm-hmm. You do it online through their app. It's super quick, super easy. It costs about $20 Canadian. And upon arrival into Sydney, they were actually, it's their summer right now, opposite to us. And they were actually having a bit of a weather system where it was super windy and rainy, but it cleared up pretty nice. And we stayed in Sydney in the Darling Harbour area, where there's lots of entertainment and restaurants that you can enjoy. Now, depending on how you get here, you'll probably get here quite early in the morning, so you probably won't get your hotel right away. So have that expectation of just dropping off your bag, maybe going for breakfast or for lunch before you can get in, because check-in isn't usually till about 3 in the afternoon. We were lucky. We were by this great shopping, eating area called, it's a building called Queen Victoria. A lot of the names that you're going to find in Australia, you'll have heard it from English settings because, you know, it was a colony of England for the longest mm-hmm. time. So you're going to find a lot of that. And what we did is that we explored Sydney via like a local tour, like a city tour, which was really interesting because then you can get your bearings. You see the Sydney Bridge. If you want to climb it, you can. It is very expensive. I was actually in Sydney 25 years ago. And when C3 was around, I came down with Canada 3000 and we climbed the Sydney Bridge. It was quite interesting, a little nerve wracking because you can feel the train vibration go by and such. Great view. From Darling Harbour, it's a beautiful walk to the rocks where the Sydney Opera House is. It's a beautiful sight. You cut a seat in pictures, and then when you see it up front, it's quite amazing. Mm-hmm. And you can do a Sydney Harbour tour there, or a Sydney Opera House tour there, if you wish. You do have to book it far in advance, so keep that in mind. The other things that we did is that we went to Manly Beach, and it's easy. Like all you have to do is just, there's a ferry that goes every 15 minutes, so you don't even have to wait. When you walk on, you just tap your credit card. It's about $10 each way. You can go walk, explore the beach there. Explore the different restaurants and such. Go for dinner, go for lunch. It's kind of fun. We also went to Bondi Beach. Gorgeous sand. It's quite fine and quite lovely. And, you see the Bondi Beach, lifeguards that you kind of hear about and such. So it's a great area to walk around. You can take the bus and do the tour that we did, or just explore by walking. It's a great walking city. We also went up to the Blue Mountains. For us, it's not mountains, but it's pretty amazing to, enjoy some wine and stuff up there. And then from there, we went to Adelaide, and we took a different method of travel. We went on the Indian Pacific, which is part of the journey by rail system. It's a company that has the GAN, which is one of the most popular or famous train routes in the world. Now, we only did a night on board. There is a strike happening on the track, so we were delayed by about 5 hours. So we missed, you would stop in Broken Hill and go on some excursions. And unfortunately, because we were so late, we couldn't do it. So it turned it into a train ride, but it was interesting because you got to see beautiful scenery. You got to see, like the different wildlife, like in a plane, like in a vista, we saw like three kangaroo hopping on by, which is pretty amazing. And then there was some really nice entertainment on board. If Wi-Fi is important, you're not going to get it in your cabin. It's only going to be in the lounge. And that's where you can have drinks and morning tea. And then in the dining car, very good food. You get to try different Australian wine or different kinds of wine and beverages if you wish. The entertainment was fun. We did have a drag queen come on board, Shalita Buffet. You should see her pictures on my Facebook and Instagram. Lovely, lovely individual. Fun. We played bingo with her. It was fun. And then Adelaide, beautiful city, a city of churches, because there's like over 500 churches there. This is where, you can walk along the river, explore, just the city by just walking around. There was a huge bike race there. It was kind of like the Olympics of bike racing in the Southern Hemisphere. So there had a buzz about the city with that going on. One thing I do have to say, being in Australia, it is, quite expensive, even though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, even though our dollar is very close to their currency, like 20 Australian would be about $17 or $18, going out to restaurants, entertainment, just going to the grocery store, it's really expensive. I don't mean to be dramatic, but it is expensive. So keep that in mind for your budget. And especially if you're staying in a hotel, for like a few nights that we did, we found like a grocery store chain called Coles, and we just picked up some items that we could have for breakfast in the room, because like going out for breakfast will be about $60 to $70, which is high.
Oh my goodness, that is pretty high.
For two people, and all we're having is bacon and eggs, right? Yeah. Like it's nothing fancy. So just keep that in mind.
Wow.
And we really enjoyed Adelaide. We went to on a Barossa Valley wine tour. You get to stay, not stay, but visit three or four wineries. And you know how, in California or maybe other places that you've gone for wine tasting, it's like four different types of wine that you taste. Here it's like 10 to 12 per winery. So your taste, I would recommend you taste, not drink, because by the second and third, it's going to be pretty amazing. You could also, when you're in the city of Adelaide, take the tram and go to this coastal town called Glenelg. It's beautiful. It's right along the coast. It's like miles and miles of ocean. And they actually, you heard like about sharks in Australia, which are pretty, that's what happens here. And they have like helicopters that scour the coastline, and if they see a shark, they hover quite close to the water and share that you need to get out of the water for sure.
That's interesting.
Yeah, quite interesting. They do tell you everywhere you go about the states, because they have like probably the most venomous snakes in the world here.
Oh, touch my goodness. Wood.
Yeah. I have not seen one, because I would drop dead of a heart attack, not a snake bite, for sure. You do have to be mindful where you walk and be aware of, your surroundings at all time. And then we took a Virgin Australia plane, and we came from Adelaide to Hobart, the capital of Tasmania, which is an island off the main continent. It's still part of Australia. And it's like, To me, it's very laid back. It's like Canada 30 years ago. There's not a lot of people here. So we've rented a car and driving, once you realize or understand that it's on the opposite side of where we drive in Canada, you do have to take that into account. It's so far, it's been pretty straightforward. Just keep left. And we spent, 2 nights in Hobart, did the hop on, hop off, like a bus tour. Easy to
I
do.
love those.
Yeah, it is. You can, we saw lots of great sights, lots of learning of the history of it. We also went to Port Arthur for the day, and then that's where they had a huge convict penal colony, and that you heard about how. How convicts came from England to Australia and where they lived and how, the conditions and so on. And then after Hobart, we headed up to the coast. And then here today, like we're just wrapping it up, but we've been at Freya Neck National Park. And yesterday we went on this gorgeous, it's about a 4 hour cruise through Coles Bay and Wineglass Bay, got to see dolphins with their babies, and we got to see
Oh, cool.
seals and all the different adventures of, like it's almost like if somebody from another country came to Canada and they went to Banff or Jasper, that kind of awe. But it's all about the water here, so it was really kind of cool. And then today we're off. We're going to drive up to Cradle Mountain. It's another national park, good for hikes and so on. And then explore that for the next 2 days.
Well, you've done a lot. And so you mentioned you took the train from Sydney to Adelaide and it was an overnight. How far is that? Like, is it purposely done overnight?
Yeah, it is. Because you can actually, like, it is because it actually takes quite a time to get there. So we left, like, if it was like we left late. So around 6 o'clock, and we got to Adelaide without doing our stop in Broken Hill. We got there at 3:45 the next
Oh,
day.
okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then you can continue onwards and go to Perth on the train, and that would be a 2 night overnight stay.
Just trying to get a feel for the distances, just looking at a map because I've never been to Australia. So now, what was your first impression? I mean, you've done a lot of things, but what struck you the most or something you didn't know that you didn't expect?
You always know that Australia is a big continent, but the distances between places are huge. So you have to consider that when you're traveling about. It's not like you are like it's comparable to Canada, but from so keep that in mind is the distances. What is enjoyable is for Canadians and English-speaking travelers, you don't have to worry about a communication issue at all. And then I think the biggest thing for us, even though we expected it, is that you are in a different time zone. Like, you hear at Christmas time and New Year's that Australia will welcome New Year's first because you are so far ahead of home. So that
You're
I
in the
think is that,
future. You're in the future.
yeah. So I think that's the biggest thing. And then just the lovely, like Aussie, words and
The
such. Like,
expressions, yeah.
yeah. Like for an example, I'm sure everybody's heard of Barbie because it's a barbecue, right?
yes.
Yeah. Or, if you're beaut or beauty, it's great or terrific. Like, so it's kind of just lovely to hear. What we were very surprised at was the diverse culture of Australia. How close we are to Asia. Like it's only 4 hours to fly to Bali.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
or not very far by plane to go to Singapore. So there's a lot of diversity here. What's wonderful to hear is that they always give acknowledgement to the Indigenous people of Australia, and and they recognize that they weren't always treated well, but they are they're always like, we're on their land, and we are very appreciative of that.
Mm-hmm. So now, how much of this was pre-planned? Like you mentioned, you did a couple of tours, and how much it was just kind of spur of the moment type of thing?
For me, I planned everything just because it is a big country. And I just, and it is summer here. It's lots of people and it's, very, very busy. Like one thing I didn't plan was the Sydney Opera House tour. And, we're going back to Sydney to end our trip in Australia. And I had to book, and I booked it here, but it was for when we came back, which was a couple of weeks from when we arrived. Mm-hmm. So, I pre-booked a lot just because, I just recognize that we're in high season right now, and you may not get to go on different things that you want to go on. But for an example, going up to Cradle Mountain today, again, a national park, I don't have anything booked because I just wanted to enjoy the nature and I wanted to go on walks and such and hikes. And there's a beautiful spa there that perhaps I will look at.
Probably. Well, it all sounds amazing. How long now? What's ahead? Like, we don't have to get into too much detail, but just give us a breakdown of what you're going to do in the next few days, coming weeks.
So after Tasmania, we're going to go to Melbourne for 5 nights, and then we're going to do a few trips there with going on like the Ocean Road. Travel, like it's an Ocean Road day tour that we're doing. We're going to go to Phillip Island and see the penguins, go on another wine tour. And then after that, we go back to Sydney for a couple of days.
Nice. Well, we'll catch up with you in a week's time and get caught up on all your adventures that you're doing. In the meantime, we can go on your Instagram page, your Facebook page, at Onanta Forbes, and see all the wonderful pictures. I've seen them. They're amazing. And we'll get another update from down under from you.
That's right. It's going to be, it's a fun trip. And definitely, one of the other things is if you're going to come to Australia, don't think you're going to come for a week. You have to come for longer.
It's a long way to go just for a week.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her, again, as I mentioned, on Instagram, Facebook, and X, at Onanta Forbes, and onantaforbes.com is her website. Have fun, Onanta.
Thank you. Take care.